Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
I'd like to welcome each and all of you to today's worship service and pray God's blessing upon us as we worship in true and in the spirit. Indeed, it is a joyful day for me in particular because I see this day as the beginning of our next church year, because after the summer, sometimes we begin something new. We begin a new season, so we are beginning a new church year. I want to thank you so much for being here this morning and pray that we can worship, we can celebrate, we can be open to the Spirit of God to work in and through us. Let's take a moment to go through our announcements and see where we go from there before we begin our formal worship this morning. I'm going to start with, this is my own belief. Sometimes if I'm having a bad moment, I want to start with a bad moment and end with a good one. So when it comes to announcement, I like to make those announcements that are not really good, but let me transition from there into the better one. I want to lift this morning to all of us who knew Helen Baxford. Helen passed away on September 12th, and the funeral is going to be here on the 19th from 11 o'clock. So let's take a moment and remember Helen and her family in a moment of silent prayer. Let's pray. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for Helen. Thank you for the life she led. Thank you for the opportunity to get to know her and to be in ministry with her. Thank you that she's returned to you. May her soul rest in the perfect, unending peace for which she lived her life here on the face of this earth. Thank you for her family. We commit each of them into your hands. Comfort them. Grant them the peace they need. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We want to also, yep.
Yeah, but I can't record.
I just like to add a comment too about Helen. Okay. Helen and Don and I were classmates all through school, and we also had a very close relationship over the years. Yes. So I miss her dearly, and yes. Don. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. The funeral is going to be here on the 19th, like I said. Everyone is invited. You can make it, that's fine. Another memorial service we're going to be having here is this. This is someone that we announced her death long time, not long time, but a while ago. Sandy McCoy. The memorial service is going to be here on the 23rd of this month. Again, it's going to be from 10:30 in the morning. So please keep those two dates. And, if you can make, that's fine. Now we come to the good news. FunFest has come and gone. Yay! Yeah! FunFest has come and gone for 2019. What a joy! It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Thank you to all of you who made that particular day a special one for all of us, not just the people who came, but those of us who were involved with it, I mean, on the ground. Thank you for those gifts that you gave. People were so happy and just celebrated. We had over 100 people here, and it was just wonderful. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. And I know there was a brother who, you know, got it. God works in a real mysterious way that sometimes we don't even understand. The moment Esther and I were here, the first two people, and then Jennifer joined us, the moment we got here and started pushing the tables and the chairs outside, this brother sitting right here just appeared. Can I help? And he was with us from 8 in the morning till 3 o'clock. I just want to welcome you and say thank you. There you go. Thank you. You want to call your name again, please? Your name? Yeah. Good. Thank you. We're glad to have you here this morning. Amen. 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 All right. Yeah. Thank you to Jim for her leadership in all of this. Thank you. You did well. Now, I want to say one thing about the t-shirt that we mentioned. Yep. Again, indeed, we didn't have the time to complete it, so we thought, instead of stressing ourselves, how about we have the t-shirts, but they are not printed yet. They are right, some in my office, some in the fellowship hall. So they will eventually come up. Don't give up. Save your $10, and then we just make it happen. This t-shirt was not actually for the Fun Fest, per se. It's about getting ourselves out there, where those of you who go out to different places serving on behalf of the church, you can wear your t-shirts, and then you will be able to, like their hot meal right here, like those who go to the food pantry and yes, all of those places, you know, wear your t-shirt. Could you just show what a t-shirt is going to look like? Jean?
Let's see.
There you go. This is what's going to be on the yeah.
Hello. That will be on the back of the t-shirts. And then on the front left pocket will be the cross and the flame with First United Methodist Church written on it. So they're all white. We have sizes small to 2X, I think we ordered. But the decals came out beautifully, even better than I had hoped. So I'm hoping that maybe next week or the week after we can start putting those together, and anybody wants to help, let me know. Okay, I want to reiterate, thank you so much to everybody who donated, who helped, who came, who had any small part in FunFest yesterday. We could not have asked for a better day. The weather was beautiful. The people were amazing, and there was just joy throughout the whole day. I can't even express it enough. And I do want to reiterate to Ted, thank you so much, because you were a blessing in this yesterday. Just a blessing. And we're very happy to have you with us this morning.
All right, well, then the rest of the announcements, please take note of them as we move on. With that, how about we turn to the person next to us and say, Jesus loves you, so do I. Amen. 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 Jesus loves you, so do I. Let's begin to center ourselves with this centering prayer this morning. Holy God, open our hearts to the silent presence of the Spirit of your Son, our Redeemer and friend. Lead us into the mystery of our worship where your love is revealed to all who call. Come, Lord Jesus, as a light, illumine and guide us. Christ, as a shield, overshadow us. Quiet our wandering minds, that they may be still. Fill our hearts with life anew. Spirit of the living God, at every moment of our worship, cause us to pause, listen, and rest in you. Amen. With that, if you are able and feel comfortable, you may rise for the call to worship. Prayer of ascents. From the death of despair, O Lord, I call to you for your help.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer.
Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive?
But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you.
We are counting on the Lord. Yes, we are counting on him. We have put our trust in his word. Amen. Let's remain standing as we sing the opening hymn. My hope is built. Be seated as we read responsibly the litany, praise to the sovereign God. This is Psalm 111, 1 through 9. Praise the Lord.
The works
of the Lord.
They are pondered
majesty are his deeds.
And his righteousness endures forever.
He has caused his wonders to be remembered.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate.
He provides food for those who fear him.
He remembers his covenant forever.
The works of his hands are faithful and just, and all his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, and I did a faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. To him belongs eternal praise. Amen. We don't have kids here this morning. It seems that the kids are with Jennifer. So how about we go just strictly into our reading? Oh, Preston, I'm sorry. So Preston team is really ready this morning. Every time I escape, then they don't talk.
I'd like to take a moment just to say welcome back to everybody. This is our Welcome Back Sunday. And it seems like the choir and praise team have this unconscious link together because we're all on the same page with welcome back and let's come and worship. It's a familiar song. Join us if you'd like.
With a prayer or song of praise. Come, come, everybody worship. Worship God always. Worship and remember to keep the Sabbath day. Take a rest and think of God. Put your work away. Come, come, everybody worship with a prayer or song of praise. Come, come, everybody worship, worship God always. Worship and remember the Lord's unending care. Reaching out to love and help people everywhere. Come, come, everybody worship with a prayer or song of praise. Come, come, everybody worship, worship God always. Worship and remember your blessings, great and small. Give to God an offering. Show your thanks for all. Come, come, everybody worship with a prayer or song of praise. Come, come, everybody worship. Worship God always. Now worship and remember how Jesus long ago taught us how to talk to God, something we should know. Come, come, everybody worship with a prayer or song of praise. Come, come, everybody worship, worship God always. Now worship and remember that God, he's like a light, showing you the way to go, ever burning bright. Come, come, everybody worship with a prayer or song of praise. Come, come, Everybody worship, worship God always. Worship God always. Worship God always. Worship God always.
Scripture this morning is Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them, and there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and you will and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live and you shall know that I am the Lord.'" So I prophesied, and I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and the flesh had come upon them, and the skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, 'Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. I want to thank God for Linda's recovery. Thursday, they did a procedure for her heart. Her heart's back in regular rhythm, and she's starting to heal. Thank you, God.
I just want to thank God for the fun festival yesterday. It was so wonderful. I thanked everybody. And everybody talked. He was the second to join us. And everybody was just happy, smiling, doing things here and there. I was so happy. And we look at the guest, the bride was too much. And somebody will come, when I'm here, just put it down. Somebody will come. When we look, the gift was too much. Say, wow. The people, they don't know that they're doing a wonderful job in the church. When they're talking about program, they behave that they don't even get time for it. But when you look, everyone you say, wow. Thank God, whatsoever you took those things, I know God will double it more than 5 times. In Jesus' name.
We have some good news to share in our family. Rick and Beth, Rick is my brother, of course, they have a new grandson. Their son, Nathan, who grew up in this church, and his wife, Liz, have a little boy this week. So now they have 2 boys, so they're doing fine. And if you could pray for my grandson, who broke his ankle playing football. And his mom said his heart is broken, too, because he loved the sport. So keep him in your prayers.